live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. We've got two terrific guests today. Jeff Rose. Jeff is with Leading Edge Solutions, and Rachel Davis with The Edge. She's the executive director at The Edge. But first, we're going to start with Jeff Rose with Leading Edge Solutions. Jeff, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me
today. Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, the last time you were here, you were in a different role. You've changed, man. Tell us about it.
Yeah, everything's changed, right? The last time we were talking, I think I was describing the rollout and the content of the new strategic plan at the time in Fulton County Schools. I was superintendent in Fulton County.
Right.
That's right.
Right. And so that's your career path has been education and specifically administration. And you were formerly, as you said, the superintendent of Fulton County Schools, but you left and you've started something new. So tell us about this new venture you have.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a career-long educator, you know, from a fourth and fifth grade teacher back in the day. That was a while ago.
Yep.
And from there, principal, and I've been superintendent in three very different but very incredible school districts on, you know, the West Coast and also here in Georgia. So
sure.
from Portland, Oregon, here to Georgia, specifically for Fulton County. And huge shift. I left Fulton County just a number of months ago, 6-7 months ago. And in the meantime, went through a process myself. One, I was consulting with a variety of people throughout the country. AVID, which is a substantial nonprofit housed out of San Diego that supports over 2 million kids throughout our schools. AVID's also here in Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with their CEO and executive team. Started a podcast literally for fun, and I can talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
And in the meantime, you know, trying to focus on solving two very specific challenges that I think are evident in leadership, the superintendent position specifically, launched Leading Edge Solutions a number of months ago.
That's great stuff. Now, and you know about what you speak about, that superintendents are in a pretty isolated role there. You know, a lot, there's really no place to go, I guess, open up and say, hey, here's my problem, right?
Yeah, the dilemma is it is isolating, right? There's a variety of interesting and sometimes unrealistic expectations for superintendent, and yet it is their job, right? It is their job to deliver as best they can. In the meantime, there's no local solutions other than maybe your local relationships, but potentially the serenity prayer is what I describe to people is really important.
Yeah, but for sure.
In the meantime, they do have these significant problems of practice that some of them may be unique to their school district, but sometimes they are not, where every single district, small, medium, large throughout the country are struggling with some similar things. And so Leading Edge Solutions is really providing the support network, but really the infrastructure and conditions for superintendents to gather throughout the context of the year and focus on one problem of practice at a time, really looking at pragmatic solutions on how you drive strategy as opposed to admiring the problem.
Yeah.
And so we are now establishing this national network of superintendents, and we have established kind of our yearly steps or cadence throughout the year, and we're excited. We're moving forward.
And the demands and the pulls that superintendents have, I won't say are more or less. It's just different than, let's say, the CEO of a business, because you've got all the teachers and principals and administrators, you know, at all these different schools, all these different areas of the district. You've got the school board, you've got politicians, you've got all these different parents. We can't forget about them, right?
Sure,
so
sure.
You've got a lot of different pulls maybe in that role that you don't have in a business.
You know, it's interesting. The CEO role compared to the superintendent role, there are a lot of crossovers, right?
Sure.
People sometimes make assumptions specific to a superintendent that they're, quote, educators, and they are. In the meantime, they are managing some extreme level of system and structures. I mean, a school district, if you think about what is entailed to managing a school district here in Fulton County, well, your yearly budget is over $1 billion,
yeah,
right? And you have to create, of course, the budget strategy and the parameters and the infrastructure so that everything from transportation to food service to managing of the building and, then, of course, the educational structure that supports kids is in place so that kids can be at their best. And you're right. There's this interesting political pull that just is very unique to
right.
a superintendent position. That's where it is different
yep.
than a CEO role. A CEO role is complex, lots of moving parts, but it does have some different dynamics as it relates to needing to answer to the public.
Sure, for sure. Now, talk a little bit about some of the ways that you're trying to develop this community. You talked about, you know, getting together, talking about a specific issue that you have. I know you've identified a particular issue here for this year, for this coming year.
Right, right. So starting with a particular issue, the challenge that superintendents and as well as other educational leaders face is they have these challenges and they will sometimes reach out on a national level to think about what are maybe some of the answers. Well, to be totally honest, I've attended some great conferences in my time. But that one and done, that sit and get model to support leaders doesn't work. So the focus of Leading Ed Solutions is to gather our team of stellar superintendents, focus on one thing at a time, one robust challenge at a time throughout the year. We do get together twice a year at two different gatherings, we're calling them. We're not calling them conferences for obvious reasons. That's right. Semantics matters.
Yes.
We get together in Scottsdale, Arizona in November and then later in Austin, Texas in April. But we also have monthly webinars for our superintendents, but they're also teams to engage, to learn about the best practices happening throughout the country in our community. And we've actually created this app. And this app basically takes, let's say, a superintendent. They have initiative A, B, and C aligned to that particular problem, and we update it so they would know on a monthly basis, okay, I got a superintendent or a district in Chicago, one in Arizona, one in California, one in Texas, who may be doing the exact same thing I am. So you can, quote, call a friend and vice versa throughout the context of the year. Our problem of practice in year one is around student safety, the physical and social emotional safety of students. And the reason that was deemed as our topic is actually a lot of things in education, sometimes despite public opinion, are improving. We have a long way to go, but they are improving. However, that is one particular area that is sliding in the opposite direction, right? So physical safety, all the reasons that we know specific to the mass shootings that are happening in the public and in schools in 2018 and 19. We have more in schools than ever before, going back to 1970, which is when we started keeping records. And in the meantime, anxiety and depression is an all-time high for students in this country. We've never faced anything like this, and for a variety of reasons, but the concept is superintendents getting together and helping one another relative to how you drive strategies focused in those particular areas.
Yeah, and there's a question of tactics here too, right? I mean, it's not just the strategy, it's the tactics around that. And hey, what kind of a what's working for you kind of conversation, right?
Right. I mean, let's face it, when it comes to strategy and research, we're fairly bloated in this day and age. There's a lot of content.
Sure.
So this is not about leaders coming together so that I or others can cram content. The concept is superintendents circling up. In fact, when we gather, they will be going through a facilitated collaborative approach where they are circling up in groups, the problem in the middle of the table, and they're talking about how do you drive it relative to maybe the political atmosphere, the challenges relative to budgetary constraints. There's a variety of things that superintendents can talk about.
Yep.
That sometimes only superintendents can talk about. And gathering them around the table is sometimes the best strategy, I think.
Sure, sure. We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Rose, and he is the founder of Leading Ed Solutions. Now, Jeff, talk a little bit about what makes your model different than maybe others that might be out there serving this community?
Yeah, so one thing I did mention, our model is ongoing. So it's not just an event you attend or two events. We are getting together because face-to-face discourse is important. But our concept is that for us to truly have a community of superintendents helping one another, it needs to be ongoing. You need to know that you have a support system in place all the time, every month. And two, we are focused. So we are not getting together once a year or throughout the year just to talk about, you know, our challenges or our woes. It really is around a specific issue that impacts kids, which is why we all do this work in the first place.
Sure.
Things do get in the way of that, mm-hmm. right? Often they are the adults, actually, that sometimes get in the way.
Right.
But I will tell you that you need to acknowledge that, mm-hmm. and superintendents need to think about how do we navigate that so that this particular issue impacts kids to the level that they deserve.
All right. Good work. So you mentioned you identify a specific issue, but obviously there's more going on in the school safety. How do you kind of dig in to some of these other questions and support that you want to give superintendents?
Right.
Maybe they've got questions about other issues as well.
Right.
How does that work?
The one thing that I've learned is that superintendents, like all leaders, have a really, really hard time staying focused anyway. Just do, right? So
right.
If you attend any sort of event, you may say, this is the particular topic, and then it just takes a few minutes for them to stray, right? It's not as though they mean to. It's because they're used to getting yanked in lots of different directions all the time, every single day.
Sure.
So our process will have a level of focus, but we will also have some very specific release valves so that superintendents have opportunities to, once again, stay huddled up around that circle, right? Circles are better than rows, like lots of people describe. Stay circled up, but also bring their specific challenges to be supported from other superintendents who get it. So there will be a process for sure where we don't assume that that one particular topic, when we're together face to face, we can stay focused on that for 10 hours a day. That won't happen. That's just, that would be kidding ourselves.
Right, right. Now, do you work with superintendents one-on-one, or is it all group sessions that you mentioned?
Yeah, the vast majority will be group sessions.
Okay.
And Leading Ed Solutions is somewhat of a convener.
Okay.
Right. So I don't see myself as the expert. There are superintendents that'll be part of this community that have more exposure and experience in a different environment than I do. Right. So I don't see myself as the expert. I see myself as one who understands and one who is charged with creating the conditions so that superintendents can help one another. We will have industry experts in the room when we get together. But once again, the vast majority of the time is superintendents helping one another. And just imagine this. Imagine a year from now what we are going to learn relative to having stellar leaders from across the country sharing their practices and strategies, that knowledge capital that we're going to create.
Sure.
That can help not just the superintendents in the room, but those around the country relative to this all-encompassing, challenging problem of student safety.
Yeah, big topic. Now, you mentioned industry connections, and I know you've got industry partnerships you're trying to establish. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the other benefit and part of this business model too, is that we do have industry at the table. So from industry, nonprofits, and foundations, the concept is recruiting the ones who understand our model. So there's a lot of industry partners or interested in industry who would want to say, well, I want to be there because potentially I get a booth. We don't have booths, right? This is not a trade show. This is not an opportunity either where superintendents are coming to sit and listen for extended period of times about a particular service or product. It's actually not that at all. It's a flipped model. Mm. So I'm describing to our interested industry partners, you have the opportunity actually to sit shoulder to shoulder, but most importantly, listen to these leaders that have these complex jobs and understand their pain points, which, by the way, will help you as it relates to think about how you further deliver and support school districts in the future. So The good news is that there are some industry partners that that is not what they're looking for. And there are some who truly get that. And so that part's going extremely well. And we're very excited in the very near future to announce some of those partners that we're starting to establish, because I'm excited to see that they get the vision for something that's different for them too.
That's great stuff. Jeff Rose with Leading Edge Solutions. Now, Jeff, you've got a podcast.
Yeah,
We'd be remiss. I mean, naturally, on Business Radio X, we're going to bring up podcasts, right?
That's right.
So tell us about your podcast.
So my podcast started before, you know, establishing Leading Edge Solutions. Actually, I had just announced my departure from Fulton County Schools. And I have a great group of men I meet with every single week. And most of them are either CEOs or entrepreneurs. One of them, his name's Jason Pace. And Jason's actually a business partner of mine. You can find him on my website. Yeah. He owns Select Methods, and he's a brilliant mind. And his point was, you know, you should do this podcast idea. And I thought, well, that's a silly idea, and I'm not doing that. And he said, no, listen, let's just do it for fun. He said, you have a lot to talk about, right? You have this gift of gab anyway, and you never seem to be willing to shut up. So let's take, you know, that and your passion about leadership and education. Let's have a podcast. And so we started that. And that's been fun. It's called Leading Education with Jeff Rose. Mm-hmm. He's often my co-host. Jason Pace is.
Yeah.
And when he's not, it's usually because I have guests involved. And we have had a great time as, you know, really tackling some really important issues in education. And I started doing this for fun. Now I can somewhat align it to what we're doing, but I choose a variety of topics and have some great guests. We get a show out about once every 10 days or so. So fairly consistent and doing pretty well. And
good.
I do a terrible job publicizing this. I don't know how to do that. So, John, you can help me later.
That's what we're here for, is get the good word out on great work folks like you are doing.
That's not my skill set, right? Yeah. I'm not in marketing, so I'm learning along the way.
Yeah.
But so far, pretty good. I think we have about 9,000 downloads over the number of months. And so it's going well and starting to draw some audience, as well as other guests who are starting to raise their hand and come to board. So it's been fun.
So it's... And so we've got to say, folks, it's not about the number of downloads. It's about, are you at the center of your tribe? And you're at the center of your tribe, right? I mean, there are only so many superintendents out there that are going to be listening to something like this that you want them to tune in, right? And so it's really important that it's the question of the right ears.
It is.
Not the numbers.
I've actually found that my show is aligned not just to superintendents, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned a lot over my career thus far and learn every single day. But the concept is, how do I show people under the hood of education? Everyone talks about education all the time. Like, you can't go to a ball field and have people not talk about schools or teachers or something. Right?
And they're self-anointed experts too, right?
Everyone has an opinion, right? And
by
the way, sometimes that opinion ends up, you know, causing some of us to roll our eyes. But the bottom line is, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
How wonderful it is that so many people have opinions, of course, just because they went to school. But we were all either supported or victims of.
Right.
So therefore, how do we engage them? So my intent is to be able to talk to parents or educational leaders, principals, a variety of people to say, you know, these are kind of the things you may want to be aware of that maybe you haven't thought of. Because I do have a lot of empathy as a parent. I am one. And yikes, that's a tough job. So, you know, how do we come together to understand? Because if we understand, we're all typically fairly passionate. It puts us on a level playing field because we all want kids to do well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeff, great work. I'm excited for what you're doing. So now this is the moment. You're talking about getting the word out. Let's get the word out, right?
Folks
that are interested how they can be in touch with you.
All right. So, you know, starting with the podcast, it's called Leading Education with Jeff Rose. And so you find that in any other way you would find a podcast. Our website is leadingedsolutions.com. leadingedsolutions.com. And we have a variety of resources there. In fact, now we're starting to we created a blog page and put forth our podcasts, as well as some one-page PDFs that I am providing for that. So we're starting to generate content. But if I were to get the word out, I'd say this. whether it be here locally, but even more importantly throughout the country, because this is not a local model, leading edge solutions.
Sure.
Not a local model. If you know a board member, superintendent, someone who knows superintendent, sometimes it's alerting those. We are not doing mass marketing. We've done target marketing to 4% of superintendents in the country, only 4%. Mm. We created a database based upon really going for some of the elite and impressive school districts. But in the meantime, that doesn't mean that we miss some.
Right? Yeah.
So
right.
We're open for business relative to going through the process. Not every superintendent is being accepted. But those that are engaged, those that have the right focus on wanting to contribute as well as take from a collaborative environment of other leaders, we invite you to give us a call and let's talk.
Exciting stuff. Dr. Jeff Rose, he's the founder of Leading Ed Solutions. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, John.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you need help with the headaches that you inevitably have, and we know I have them too, administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, you need presentation prepared, maybe a workshop planned, well, I've got an answer for you. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. We turn now to Rachel Davis, and she's with the Edge Connection, it's the Edge Georgia.
The Edge Connection is
the Edge Connection. Okay, I'm sorry.
Name,
I was reading your Facebook page, but sorry about that. It's the Edge Connection.
Yes.
Great. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
And
just to tell you, the Edge, actually, it's an acronym.
Oh.
Edge stands for Empowering and Developing Georgia's Entrepreneurs.
I love it. I love it.
So,
and that's right up our alley here at Business Radio X. So let's get into this. Tell us how you do that.
So The Edge is a nonprofit small business development agency, and we've been around for 21 years. And what we do is we provide business counseling, training, and coaching for people that are interested in starting a business, or if they have an existing business and they need answers or support, we're here to help them.
Now, tell us how that works. There are a lot of different places folks can go,
right,
and maybe part of the problem is they don't go, right, to
exactly
get the help that they need.
Exactly.
But talk about how you engage with entrepreneurs and how that process works.
Well, and it's interesting. A lot of people find us just by Googling. They're trying to start a business. I need help. I don't know what to do. And they've actually found us by Googling. One of the things that we used to do is we would go to the Department of Labor Unemployment Office, and we would do workshops. Can't find a job, create one.
Hmm.
And actually, one of our most successful clients was sitting in the Department of Labor, worked in the food services industry for several years, and was always on the other side of it as a worker and wanted to start his own business. I mean, he had been in the industry for 20 plus years.
Wow.
So he came to our program. He went through our business plan course. He went and participated in a business plan competition, and he utilized basically all of our services. It took him about 2 years. The idea changed several times before he got to the final concept. And within 2 years, from 2 years from the time he came to us, he actually launched his first business, which was a food truck in 2015.
What a great story. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So, When somebody meets with you, and I love what you say about, hey, if you can't find a job, create one. But, hey, I've got all these different things swirling around in my mind. How do you bring me down to earth here in the realities of starting a business?
Right. And that is probably the biggest part of what we do, is most people come to us sometimes with several ideas. Or they may have an idea, but they're not really sure how to get started. What we start with is let's prove the concept. Let's make sure that there's a market, that you have someone to actually sell this product or service to. And that's where the real work begins, because sometimes people realize that I can't prove that anybody actually wants this. So one of the things that we do is we never, ever discourage anyone's ideas. We're not dream killers. But if you can prove that you have somebody that wants to buy your product or service, then we can help you get started. So ideation is probably the first thing, feasibility, determining that, and then developing a full-scale business plan, which is kind of the next level of service that we offer. So we have a 10-week course that we offer. Half of it is online and half of it's in person. So we have a class, a group, a cohort going through right now, and they're just at the final stage where they're going to actually make a full presentation, explaining their concept, showing their numbers so that they can move to the next level of, okay, now how do I launch from here?
We're speaking with Rachel Davis, and Rachel is the executive director of The Edge. Now, Rachel, talk a little bit. You mentioned one example, so and that was such a great one. I'm curious if you've got other examples of folks that you have worked with and success stories.
I do. And just to follow up on the example of the gentleman with the food truck, what I didn't tell you is that he started with one food truck in 2015. He has three.
The story's even better.
And a
wow.
Storefront, yeah. And about 16 employees.
Wow.
So this is somebody that was sitting in the unemployment office that went from on the side of always being the worker to now I run a business and I have employees. Mm. And so that's one of the big things that we do. Another example, and they're actually right here in Alpharetta. We have, back in 2012, we don't have it now, but we used to have a commercial kitchen for people that were interested in the food services industry. And so we had a young lady that came to us that wanted to do baked goods, gluten-free baked goods. Mm. And the reason why she was doing it is because all of her children suffered from extreme gluten sensitivity. So she couldn't give them a regular birthday cake and those types of desserts and things. So she decided that she was going to make desserts that were gluten-free that they could eat and enjoy. And so she came to us in our kitchen. She started out there. It was just her and her two sons. And now she's here in Alpharetta. It's called To Be Whole.
Oh, yeah. We know Tula.
Tula.
She's terrific. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So she was one of our clients.
That's wonderful.
And she's actually going to be our feature story in the magazine that we're going to be publishing at the end of September. But so that's another example of a client that actually we came through our programming, helped her with coaching. We've helped her with access to capital. And we're actually right now in the process of helping her with small business, a woman-owned business certification so that she can go after corporate contracts.
Oh, that's great. Now, Rachel, I'm glad you brought that up because you've got some specific work you do with women-owned businesses and businesses that are owned by veterans.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. So our organization has a what we call a Women's Business Center program that's sponsored in part by the Small Business Administration. And we've had that program since 2004. And so what we do is we provide specific targeted programming to women that are interested in starting their own business. When the agency started several years ago, a lot of our constituents were women. They were, a lot of our clients were people that were basically in transition. So they might have either worked for several years in a job that wasn't paying them a lot of money, or they might have been going through a personal transition. They're in the military, which is how we started serving folks that have left the military, and they might want to, instead of going into a job, they start their own business. So those are two primary constituencies that we serve. We serve everybody, but we provide specific programming to help those two groups.
And both those groups can benefit from the wisdom they get from their peers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have actually served 4,000 plus clients since we started.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. And we, on average, each year, we get probably about 300 to 400 new clients every year. Now, what that means, though, is not everybody that's walking through the door is going to start a business.
Yeah.
Some are coming there to just learn and understand what it really takes. And then we're there with them every step of the way. I'll give you another example. I have another business. Husband and wife came, wanted to get a bed and breakfast type of facility. And it was a property that a family member had. And so they were in the process of getting the facility ready so that they could host events. And the deal fell through. And then they came up with another idea that also fell through. Long story short, they were in the process of getting married and they wanted to do what they call a tiny wedding. And they couldn't find anyone to plan the wedding for them. So they searched and couldn't find anyone because they didn't want to go to Vegas and do the typical elopement. They just wanted a tiny wedding. So what they did is they planned their own wedding and then realized that other people want the same service.
Mm. They were doing some research and didn't even know it, huh?
Didn't even know it.
Sometimes it takes somebody else to point that out to you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great work. Rachel Davis, she's the executive director of The Edge. So you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
And I assume that means you've got some advantageous ways folks can work with you in terms of the fees that you charge, what have you. Tell us about it, what you charge for your services.
So we provide a lot of our services for free. And then we charge nominal fees for our training and consultation services. We're able to do that because we have funding. We have grant funding, corporate sponsors, individual donors. That's how our work is supported. One of the things that we're looking to do going forward in our next 20 years is kind of our pay it forward kind of program, where we're kind of engaging the community of entrepreneurs that we've already served. In addition to that, we're also looking at some of the small businesses that entrepreneurs can access or connect with for services for them. What we're calling a kind of like an affinity group membership program, where they can pay a monthly membership, $20 a month, which is kind of what we're looking for. And that allows them to access these services at a discounted rate. And then that funding or that support also helps support the programming.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Good work. So, Rachel, this is been fascinating. I'm curious, though, in terms of your programming, the content that you offer folks, is that in just the program, the multi-week program, or can people dip in on certain topics, or how does that work?
Yes. So we offer online training. We have workshops that they can come to in person. One of the other things we started doing are networking events. We have what we call critical connection cocktails. We had our first one about 2 months ago. And so that's the opportunity for the entrepreneurs to connect with each other and some of our other business resource partners. One of the things that we're going to be doing this month is what I'm calling a virtual conference. So instead of coming to a location, we're going to do an online conference on e-commerce training. So you'll be able to take the class from home, download and listen to the webinar later at a later date. And we offer those all the time. So every month, go to our website on our academies page. You will be able to see what our latest offerings are for our programming.
That's great. Now, I know you want to get engagement from businesses out there that want to pay it forward.
Yes.
So let's get the pitch in for them. Why should a business that hears your pitch, why do they want to get involved with The Edge?
Well, it could be from two different viewpoints. Yeah. One, a lot of entrepreneurs that I talk to would say to me, I wish that there was something like this when I started. And having a resource like this, helping you get the answer, your questions answered. How do you access capital? How do I get my business from point A to point B? Because it's something that they could access as well. And so it's really about, you know, supporting someone that, you know, or supporting a resource that wasn't there for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Paying it forward is an okay answer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's so true that people feel isolated and they don't need to feel isolated with the edge out there
exactly. To
help them. So for those that would like more information and would like to engage with you, how can they do that?
Okay. So our website is The Edge Georgia, and Georgia spelled out. So it's TheEdgeGeorgia, TheEdgeGeorgia.org. And then our telephone number is 770-694-6593. But go to our website. You can actually fill out a form. You can register for class and get started, and we can help you.
Great, great work, Rachel. It's a pleasure having you here. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, folks, a reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday at 11:30. And if you miss any of our shows, you can find them on our website, northfultonbusinessradio.com. We've got our archive there of some 170 or so shows. You can find us also on any of your favorite podcast apps. That might be Apple Podcast, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're all over the place, even YouTube. So go check us out at your favorite podcast aggregator, and also engage with us on social media. That could be LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, but in any of those cases, it's North Fulton BRX. So join us there as well. So for our guests, Jeff Rose and Rachel Davis, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.